Hey, this is Fishing Frank, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. And I've got Captain Larry with me. And Larry, you got a tackle company, right?
Yes, I do. Manufacture over 250 different items on under my label, and also distribute for other people.
And you have the Circle Hook jig head.
Yes. It starts out, we run from 1/8 all the way up into a 2 ounce. It's an inline circle hook, completely Florida and federal legal.
So this is something that you're kind of getting into, all the trying to be more environmentally friendly, working on a lot of your stuff, doing the best you can, right?
Yes. I don't like making a lot of jigs with small hooks. Fish have a tendency just to swallow everything. I try and save as many fish as I possibly can and encourage people to do so.
So, in other words, it's not only your livelihood, but it's your recreation. You work in the fishing business for money, and it's what you do for leisure time.
Well, I don't know about money. I'm lucky to break even.
We're in the fishing business. There's not money in it, but we try. That's the eventual goal.
I've been fishing since I was 5 years old. Firm believer in saving as many fish as I can. Take home just what you want to eat and let the rest of them go back.
Okay, so we're both on this no waste page, but what about the gillnets? The gillnets are trying to bring them back, aren't they?
Yes. I talked to a guy that was buying some netting. He was telling me that they were going to legalize it again. When I first came to Florida 25 years ago, they had just outlawed them. I saw what gill nets did to
the
fish.
What did you see?
I saw dead dolphins in the nets. The byproduct, the fish that they didn't want, they killed fish by the thousands just for no reason whatsoever.
Now, gill nets work differently than the ones that are allowed to use now. The ones that are allowed to use now have a smaller mesh opening, so in order for a gill net to actually work, the mesh opening has to be big enough for them to get their heads in, and then the gills get stuck in the mesh. And so the only way to get them out is really to kill the fish.
Kill the fish.
And it's very non-discriminate. There's no way to just go out and target mullet or this or that or the next thing. It's whatever's there is dead. And you actually have to say yes or no. You cannot nod your head. Okay.
<Yes. laughs>
This is web radio. This is, you know, so I don't have pictures yet. We're working on pictures. But so the big thing, you've seen them where, in Fort Lauderdale?
I saw them in Cape Canaveral, all up and down the East Coast when I lived over there back in the early 90s. Everywhere from Cape Canaveral, I was all the way down into Sebastian Inlet.
They were even doing it in the Crystal River, weren't they?
Doing it in the Crystal River. They were doing it in the Indian and Banana Rivers.
So you've seen everything from dolphins to...
I saw dolphins. I saw trout. I saw about any fish that you can think of. Ladyfish. They were in there by the thousands, and it was just a byproduct. And the fish just died, and they just dumped them overboard.
That's the big part about the gill netting. Now, is the byproduct. They actually figure for every 1 pound of fish they sell, 15 plus pounds are wasted, killed for no reason.
At least that.
So if they get 1 pound of saleable fish, they're killing 15 pounds of other fish for just no reason, and it just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's all about the money. They don't care about what they kill. They don't care about the byproduct. It's just about the money.
Rape and pillage.
That's it.
So now they're trying to bring it back, and what they want is to go back to the larger opening size, because the guys are using the seine nets now, which have basically a 2-inch opening, and smaller fish can get trapped in it, but the bigger fish, it's very hard to catch them. It makes the whole thing very difficult, where the gill net makes it very simple.
Yeah, when you go out and use that net, you're going to catch anything that happens to get in the way. You cannot target just one species. You're going to take everything that's there. It's all going to die. They're going to take out what they want. And it's just, I'm a firm believer that they should not bring it back. They need it. It's outlawed now. It has been for 20-something years. It needs to stay outlawed.
Now, the basic story is that the judge who said, okay, the nets we're using now kill too many small fish, and if they go back to the gill net, it won't kill the small fish, it'll only kill the big fish, which is not true in the beginning, because most fish are going to get tangled. It's a 4-inch opening in a net, and if the fish gets caught up sideways, backwards, whatever, they just get tangled. But I'm going to agree with her and say, okay, yep, the gill nets would only kill the larger fish, the ones we actually want to eat or catch and release, and the nets they use now kill more smaller fish. So why don't we just get rid of them all? Let's just save the problem and just say, listen, you have to use cast nets or hook and line to catch fish inside of the Florida boundaries.
Yes.
Why are we even doing this? Well, if she's right and the larger gill nets wouldn't kill the smaller fish and the smaller gill nets are killing the smaller fish, or seine nets as they're called. They're not called gill nets when they get that small. So if the seine nets are killing too many small fish and the gill nets kill too many big fish, let's just get rid of them all. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, they shouldn't be doing it anyway. You've got the commercial fishermen out there that are long lining and other things. The gill nets and the seine nets that they're using, they're not required. They don't need that. I agree with you that they just use a cast net. You get your bait, use your hook and line, and try and cut down on the waste on the species. Try and keep the fish so that we can have something for the future generations. Because right now, we're not going to have anything.
It kind of annoys me. We're down. We can only catch one of this fish, and it's inside of a slot limit, yet they're going to be able to take a gill net out there and kill anything they want, and yet we're still stuck with, I mean, if you're going to open it up for gill netting, then let's get rid of all the fishing regulations. Forget this catch and release. Let's just go out and, you know, why do we have, okay, you can't take this one, can't take that one, because the gill net's going to kill the jewfish. It's going to kill the sawfish. It's going to kill all these other fish. So why do we have the restrictions if they're just going to let them do that?
Yeah, they don't have the limitations that we do as a recreational fisherman. We're allowed to catch
four trout.
That's it.
They can load the boat.
But they go out on the boat and they'll catch hundreds or thousands of them. And that's not what they're looking for, so it's a byproduct. So the trout just end up going overboard.
Actually, trout's a commercially saleable fish. They can catch them. They can do it. During the month that the gill netting was open, the price of pompano dropped so far. It dropped more than half because once they were able to get them with the gill nets, the pompano were coming in by the tons. They were selling pompano by the ton. Forget the pound. And it is not going to take long for the pompano to go down so low, the numbers of fish, that the price will go back up. But they'll be in the same boat they're in now. You only catch a few, but the price is better.
But trout's going to end up the same way. They're going to bring in so many trout that they're going to end up wiping a species out.
So we all got to get together and get a hold of Tallahassee and say, this is not going to happen again. And if you're going to open it up, open it all up, and let's just kill them all and get it over with. Because, I don't mean to sound nasty about it, but that's what Tallahassee's telling them to do, is just take and kill everything.
But when they outlawed the gill nets, when I was in Cape Canaveral, the species started reviving itself. The species, there was more and more. The Indian and Banana Rivers trout was almost completely wiped out. Now there's trout back in there. The recreational fishermen catch it. But before that, when they had the gill nets, they almost totally destroyed that species. They were not in their
own habitat. 1992, 93, 94, you could fish a month down here before you caught a redfish. No one fished north of Cape Hayes because there was literally no fish in the river in the upper harbor. It wasn't until the latter part of the 90s that anybody came up here to fish. This is a much bigger deal than people think. I remember people say, oh, well, years ago the fishing was so much better. No, the fishing was horrible here in the beginning of the 90s. We would fish, you could still catch some snook and a few trout and stuff, but I'm telling you right now that when the gill netting hit its peak, there was no fish in the upper harbor. They were just about gone. But we're about out of time on this, and this is Captain Larry. He does Tease Tackle, and we were talking about gill netting over here at the counter, and we decided we were going to share our opinions with you. And we want you to get a hold of Tallahassee and say, keep the ban in effect, but let's add seine nets to the ban, and no more encirclement nets, no more dropping an anchor, running around in a big circle, and closing all the fish in. So